I'm Gary Thompson. I'm here with Randy Abrams, and this is the Malware Report. Randy, I've been reading recently about, it's not stenography, it's stenograph. Could you?
Steganography.
Ah. What is that exactly?
It's the art of hiding information in pictures and other kinds of non-text files.
Huh. And this is the latest in malware production?
Well, actually, right now, it's not so much used in malware production. What it's really used for is things like hiding child pornography, hiding illegal activities.
Mm.
Because what you can do is hide significant amounts of data in plain sight, if you will. There's, for an MP3, for example, your ears are not going to hear the difference when you change a few bits here and there. So I can actually put a message into a song, and you're not likely to hear any difference in the song, but if you know where to look for it with, say, a text editor, a special type of file viewing tool, you'll find the message. With pictures, it becomes a lot easier because there's a lot more data that can be changed depending on the type of picture that doesn't show up. I'm sure Impressionist paintings offer a lot of opportunity for steganography.
Right. Well, how would that work? So I receive a picture and buried in that is a piece of a malware or a file. I mean, why would someone do that?
Because it's a lot easier to get secret messages and data passed. You know, if I want to talk about some subversive anti-government activity and I just send that off in plain text, then it's going to be discovered pretty easily, or potentially can be. Now, if I choose to use traditional encryption technologies, then someone might not know what I'm saying, but it's very clear that I'm hiding something because I'm saying something that I don't want other people to read. And it's very easy to identify something as encrypted, even if you don't know how to decrypt it. You might not know what it says, but the decryption can be worked out with brute force eventually. However, with steganography, it looks like I'm just sending you a picture of my kids at the beach. And if you don't know that I don't have kids, you won't be any the wiser. But hidden inside the picture can be significant amounts of information.
So this is not so much an issue of malware, then, as it is just a technique to be able to hide information as you send it back and forth.
Currently, yes. And I don't expect it to be widely used for malware. However, there's been a lot of talk in recent months about government-sponsored malware, where they'll hide a keystroke logger on a person's computer. And people have been saying, you know, what's AV going to do to detect this, or will AV detect it, or will AV make exceptions, which I don't think AV is going to make exceptions for. But I could see steganography being a very effective tool for that kind of attack, where it's a very targeted attack, because the actual software used to decode the messages can stay on a computer for a long time without raising any suspicion. And then at a predetermined time, you provide an image or a sound file or something like that that has the payload, and your software now extracts it out of that image and recompiles the executable on the fly. So you set the person up and you wait for the right time before you execute it.
Wow.
So there could be potential implications. Also, it would be a very effective method to try to hide things like stolen credit card information.
Hmm.
So if I've compromised a computer and I'm stealing personal data, there are patterns that might be detected if I'm sending it unencrypted. The encryption's detectable if I'm sending it encrypted. It's a lot less suspicious if I'm sending pictures,
right,
but I
right.
could potentially hide that kind of information inside the pictures.
Mm-hmm. If I wanted to block this kind of activity, what kind of software do I use?
Currently, nothing. I mean, people are working on software to detect images that have been altered using steganographic techniques,
mm-hmm.
but there really isn't anything to block it at this point in time.
Wow, that's scary. Hopefully companies out there are working on a solution as we speak. If people have additional questions about steganograph, give me that one more time.
Steganography.
They can reach you at
askeset@eset.com.
Well, thanks a lot, Randy. This has been Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report.